Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Do you guys have a can opener?
Okay.
Yes.
Are you licking my pants?
Where we have left
our scattered and disorganized thieves. Sophia had done your job for you and come back outside. As you all are kind of hiding in the bush with your turbans, your AK-47s, and your robes.
Shit, Team America!
We get AKs now?
Yes, unfortunately you don't have any bullets. You couldn't afford those.
Damn. I'll just make it fire rock.
I don't want to lean in this chair too far.
Can you get us three? Thank you.
This man dies.
Thanks for coughing on me, hon.
No problem. That infection will have influenza in it.
So, you guys are kind of hiding out there in pain, and Sephira comes out. Well, you don't see Sephira, but you do see a line slowly being drugged towards you.
A line?
As she's dragging an ingot?
No.
Why would I drag an ingot?
A bag full of stuff.
No, not that either.
A line.
A giant ingot?
That's mine.
Like, as big as the cross that Jesus carried down this way, or whatever.
Just saying.
No, you will see Sephira, and she is dragging a single maul.
Oh.
Yeah.
And as she goes, it is like tilling
maul.
The earth.
M-A-U-L.
Curly?
I'm a maul, right? That's my dragon.
So, is it like axiomatic, or is it like holy lawful avenger?
It's axiomatic.
Okay.
Keep it away from me.
This?
Benny.
You lost one of your bennies? Why did you lose one of your bennies?
There was any more?
Jessica's just trying to get free bennies. She's actually hiding one from me.
No.
So she can spend 4 bennies.
Is that a fuzz or is that...
That's a fuzz.
Okay. I thought your eyes were better.
It's... I can see it, before I couldn't. This is high definition for me.
So... Tefairi looks fine, although she is now clad in some, what did we decide? It was orange and green dwarven padded uniform.
Yeah, it bestows one negative level permanent while the weapon is wielded. Once it only ever goes away if you stop wielding the weapon.
Yes.
Yeah, it bestows one negative level on anyone who's chaotic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use it. All you'd lose is one base attack bonus and, like, a save, I think.
You have minus
hit points.
You have minus one on your save, and it's 5 hit points.
Oh, okay.
And do I lose access to any of my abilities granted by this level, or is it just...
I don't think they did that.
You don't lose that. You just will be forever behind one base attack bonus.
While you're wielding it.
And then I have to listen to the dwarven bitching as well.
No, it is empathic, so you will feel dwarven rage.
As I said, it's funny. I felt very dwarven leaving with this hammer. And just so you guys know, the hammer is like one of their ex-heroes, so they're going to be totally pissed that I stole it. I like it.
Of course you do.
I found their one of their most holy relics in one of their trophy room.
Oh, you did?
And I stole
it. And we're going to melt it down?
No.
Oh.
Alec's going to use it.
Wait, what?
You're going to use it.
Give me a will save. This is not an enchantment.
You could give it to the dragon.
Yeah, I can give it to the non-chaotic. No, you're
neutral. I'm neutral.
Well, whatever.
Well, you two can fight over it.
For Steven?
A will save, you said?
A will save, I said.
I feel like I don't have the burden anymore.
By the way, it does weigh 30 pounds.
The burden of duty.
Reminds me of the
yeah,
duty.
You said duty.
Stupid ebony stuff weighs like 55 pounds.
You know
what'd you get?
I rolled a 2. My character sheet's underneath yours.
That probably fails.
Yeah, that'll fail.
You really need to look it up.
8.
Okay.
You want to spend a Benny on it?
No, it's too early in the game to work.
Alec, please take your full base attack on Tyler.
As in, without the minus one penalty.
And you will begin cursing at her in Dwarven.
Full base attack, including the... penalty that should be there.
Yes, including the penalty that
so
should be there.
So there is a minus one to what I've rolled.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing
what's
we're all back in hit points.
Does it have any magical benefits?
I have one hit point.
Yes, it is. Whoa, did I say it was a plus two or plus three? It is a plus two adamantium bane orc axiomatic weapon.
Ooh.
Okay, so plus two, so that's 13...
It's an additional plus two against chaotic characters.
Are you chaotic?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
you deal an additional 2d6.
And it is not an additional plus two.
Oh, it's not?
It's just an additional 2d6.
No, it's just additional
bypasses corresponding damage reduction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's just holy then.
No, that's just holy injured.
I thought that was holy too. Oh.
So
okay.
I'm retarded.
Oh, no, that's Bane. That's where it's 2d6 and the plus two. That's where I'm getting that from.
You're very limited on
you are very limited to your target.
Okay.
By the way, this dwarven hammer must kill orcish clerics.
Plus must. Four, 17, minus 1, plus 16
yes,
to hit.
Plus
35.
It is not improved critical, luckily.
Okay, how much damage is that?
Is that your full base attack?
Oh, so I get 3 attacks?
Oh, yeah. But you only have to do this once. Next turn you can resist if you wish.
Yeah, if you wish.
Oh no, wait, it's a day at a time. Okay.
So what?
You have to take the sword.
Grumble, grumble, grumble for a day.
Oh, okay.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
So 1 minus 5. Plus 11. Okay. Plus 6.
Okay.
13. So how much damage is that?
It does a d10.
D10 plus 2d6 plus strength.
Twice.
Strength and a half.
Yeah, strength and a half. It's also 2d6 per.
It's 2d6 per.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's 2d10 and 4d6.
Yep.
Plus, as Tyler's going to be in lots of pain if he's still around.
Yeah.
18, 28, 32, 37... Plus strength and a half. So plus 6 twice.
On the plus side.
49. Oh, plus any additional bonuses due to Tyler being a chaotic creature.
That's where the 2d6 comes from.
Okay. So 49.
How far are you negative? Do you count up or count down?
Let's see. How far am I how much did you do?
49.
So that would be
14.
What?
14.
14?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense mathematically.
45 so plus...
5 is left. 15... I am negative 15.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm negative a negative 15.
So positive 15?
Bam! 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 And by the way, you begin grumbling in Dwarven. Go ahead and give me initiative checks.
I'm at 1 point. I don't want to do this.
Alec, name my dice.
They're...
Thank you.
By the way, he's Elven.
I'm at something like 20 hit points. I didn't actually write it down.
I can't believe you failed that will save and didn't re-roll or anything.
It's too early in the game.
You did not know the consequence.
How was
I? Tired. You just got beaten up. You're not having it today.
Andre, are we in a city or under a ground?
No, you're actually on the plains.
Yes, we're in the grasslands.
Oh, I thought we were in a forest.
Oh. No, there's no forest near the mountains.
Oh, we're in grasslands.
I want a 9.
There are forests that grow on mountains.
Okay.
Tyler, what is your bonus for shit?
A 6. It's not going to matter.
What'd you get?
12.
19.
19?
28. Thank God.
As everyone except for her is taken aback by this strike. What? And she's like, I knew it was coming.
Like, why'd you give her the hammer?
That was fine.
I thought she'd be okay with it.
More like,
What'd you get, Sandy?
Yeah.
I got a 9.
Alright, so I assume you don't go on 28.
23.
Let's see,
I thought your bonus was 6.
No,
my bonus is 6.
Oh, yours. What's your CMD?
Oh, 30.
Okay, so I should roll pretty high.
My AC is a 25.
I'm at 30.
Because you get to add your strength bonus in, too.
And your dex, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I have to roll a 19.
Yes.
Don't you add your CMD
how many
on top of it?
How many
lump? Yes, I have to roll a 19.
Oh! How many monk levels do you have, Jessica?
10.
Okay, what's your...
Then your
strength.
2.
You have a plus 12.
And then plus...
Plus 1.
4 no. From her base attack. From her cleric levels. Oh, sorry, that's 3, so 2. So it'd be a total of plus 14.
Yeah, you add your base attack plus your monk level because of monk's special ability.
It's only into CMD, not CMD.
The monk levels are...
No, it's CMB. CMD is something different. Because they made CMB the same for, like, fighters. Because they want monks to be able to do that.
You use your monk level in place of your base attack bonus when calculating combat maneuver bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you add in your monk level.
So you've actually got, like, plus 14.
It's... You have 3 base attack from cleric?
Yep.
2.
Base attack bonus?
So yeah, it's 12 plus 2, 14.
Normally.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You need to roll 16s.
But I know that monks have, like, some sort of huge combat maneuver defense bonus.
33.
It's only a 33.
Yeah.
Only.
Hey, are you adding in dodge, deflection?
Deflection doesn't go into there.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Into CMD, not CMB, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
I deflect into you. And you can, if I remember correctly, you can actually use that as part of just a normal series of attacks. A disarm.
It depends on what you're... Oh yeah, disarm, yes.
Okay, there you go, finally.
Okay, so well.
Okay,
so... Andre, you can't use it as a normal series of attacks, but you can use it as per attack.
I assume she was within 5 feet of me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Alright, you can use it. I disarm you and I trip you.
Okay, Alec, at least you're back to normal now. Make a will save.
Well, she's lawful good.
Yeah, she's lawful.
She's so. Lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral.
She still has to make a will save because the dwarf is resisting being here.
The dwarf wants to kick my ass.
What's the DC?
14.
That's fine.
You feel irritation.
Pain.
What
I hate
happened?
You so much.
At least you're still standing.
What? Do you recall what I just did, or...
I'm behind you.
Yeah,
I'm
you
hiding
did.
Behind a yes, tree. Yes, the hammer in your hand in her face. Like, 3 times.
I remember distinct dwarven rage.
Yes, it's echoing in my ear.
Actually, you just feel threat. It's not... it's empath.
I know.
All is,
yeah. I know. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from that.
Oh, it actually would have been slightly easier because her base attack was one lower.
Oh, so that's 29.
That's right.
Barbarians apparently get crazy combat maneuver defense.
Yeah.
Well, so do fighters. Honestly.
Even with a high dex and strength.
Yep.
So. 27 and 29.
What now? You have an adamantium mole.
An angry adamantium mole.
me. As you see her face slowly resetting.
Right, so that was our attempt. We got
by
an
the way,
item.
How much is a plus one, or plus one, a cure light item on use?
On use? It's not too much, actually.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, we have it. It's so. Like 2,000 gold.
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cheap for on use.
You mean for level one item?
Yes. It's a level one cure light, but as we, I think we established when we made it, it's
you'll
something
have, you'll have to wait till you get back up in the city to do it, though.
Yeah, well, use activated is what we're looking for, right?
I'll be using the other one.
It's 2,000.
Yeah.
If we want a command word, it's 1,800.
I don't need a command word, just use activated.
Fix it! Fix it!
Go like this.
Heals! Heals!
And your medals
here!
And did you just hand equals slot?
No.
Then you need to multiply it by no slot.
Oh, no. Sorry, yes. I thought you meant like if you had an ion stone floating around your head casting cure light.
A rod does not take up a slot. It's not.
It's a rod.
It's
yeah,
a rod.
That's fine.
Yeah, but a rod doesn't take up a slot, so that's why it's multiplied by the extra bonuses.
You can hold it in your mouth.
We'll calculate it later.
Yeah, it's one of your teeth, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
If
well,
you
said
a no slot limitation, it's 4,000 or 3,600.
3,600
for a command word.
Oh, right. Well, I'm just saying, like, hand's a slot. If you want to have it, like, be your earring, and you just like think about it, and it heals you.
Except for the time where it accidentally heals over the earring hole.
I think the no slot limitation. Yeah, is to mean you can't be disarmed of it. So you can disarm
the
wand.
The brunt of shielding.
Yeah.
Anywho, we'll figure it out later.
Well, the guildmaster will be very
Steven,
happy.
Steven, brooch
with you.
Is a neck slot.
Yeah.
You stole wow. something.
Oh.
A brooch is. It considers it neck since it's like right here.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, let's go. I'm gonna get the hell out of here before someone beats me at the mall again.
Yes.
Hand me that. Okay.
I make no promises.
We'll go back to bomb.
All right, we were semi-successful.
Or hasn't slept with him.
Seems like a lot of effort on one item.
He's Bond.
So everybody sleeps with
Bond. Yeah, except Bond doesn't.
Well,
I understand.
Kind of caught.
Unless they're like unhappy.
They're about to catch me
out
right off.
Husbands who don't care about them.
Hold on, where's the?
I'd rather not get. Put him in their jail. Or killed.
And never seen again?
That would teleport me elsewhere. Might be the same thing.
Can you? Thank you.
No,
no. Oh, he's got a gut plate.
It's really yeah. tiny.
Belly button.
Down
tight.
The pit with you.
No.
With the gorgers. Mm. You're not fat enough.
Nom, nom, nom. So, you guys are going to fly back up to New Hope?
Yes. I suppose so.
Down.
Unless someone else can think of something else we need to do down here.
Go right in another dwarven area?
No.
Not until we heal up.
No.
Alright.
God, it was so successful. We got ourselves a mall. I guess
a
you can have her have it.
A mall that only one person
Unless
can
you
use
want to
without
use
detriment.
Why? She can use it.
I said without detriment.
She can use it
use
without
it.
Detriment.
Without... Monks don't use malls. That's what
actually,
I'm saying, without detriment.
Yeah, I can't use it.
Actually, you can, it's just a minus four.
Yeah, that's a detriment. So only one person can use it without any kind of negatives put on them.
So then Runihura is the one that smashes the golems.
Yes.
I don't see a problem.
I have ignore 5 DR, only one person who can hear adamantium.
Plus 5.
Plus 5. I do an additional 5 damage just because of that.
No, technically, you're not ignoring the golem's DR. You're ignoring the golem's hardness.
That's right.
Which is essentially DR for this
purpose.
If it
actually had DR2, you would ignore 5.
Yes.
Cool. The golem has DR5.
Dash.
Will we always have to make a will save?
Once per day.
Okay.
Because you have stolen an intelligent hero who doesn't want to be here.
When you wield it.
Okay.
If it's just sitting on your back, you're fine.
Okay.
Technically.
So, when you're getting ready for combat and you wield it, you make that will save, and then...
Which means I throw the golems at the end where no one has any bennies left.
I apologize for beating you in the face, Tyler.
You should be.
It ended up costing a benny regardless. It just happened to be her benny instead of mine. Not like you spend your bennies ever anyway.
She doesn't need other people.
I'm just teasing you, yes.
So, you guys will fly your way up. Guys arrive in New Hope. You'll notice the city is still functioning without you.
What?
That's heresy.
Crap.
We have to change this problem.
That should have been 66 higher.
Everything has to, stop functioning.
Yeah, you flat-footed to me.
I'm a rogue, dude.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
And I was not flat-footed to you.
Yeah, you were. You didn't expect the attack.
Were you four levels higher than her?
Are you four level higher rogue than me?
No.
Then he always expects an attack from you.
Let me ask you this. Are you a level 1 rogue?
No. I'm level 10 rogue.
You can't sneak attack me either.
No, I'm just level 10.
Well, actually, no. You're a level 10 rogue?
Yeah.
I need one more level.
You're barbarian.
No. Barbarian stack. She can sneak attack you, however, when you are helpless. If you are bound and gagged, she will sneak attack you.
You're not a minotaur.
If I was level 15 equivalent.
Only your rogue 14. To sneak attack her.
Okay.
But barbarians are good at dodging sneak attacks, too.
Okay.
So you've got the bonuses for the defense, it's not the offense.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
I can sneak attack level 6 rogues and below.
And level 6 barbarians.
Yes. Did they get it to 8?
Barbarians? Improved? Or
they actually get it before rogues do.
We get it at level 2. Or 3. One of the two.
But yeah.
So, you guys are now back up in New Hope.
Is she getting them all, or what are you doing with it?
Still getting
them,
actually.
Here's the stats. I'm at the bottom of my page.
Pendle. From my purse.
I've already got some spiffy magic items.
I just wanted to hand it over if she's going to get it.
And thanks to my strength, I
have the most
targets
anyway. I'm not going to hand it to her right now.
Why, so the dwarf can get 3 checks in one day?
No. You're looking at a different item.
Very bottom.
Oh, wait.
In the white space.
Oh,
there's a whole bunch down there. All that writing, except for the 7K gold, is the mole.
Are you sure?
Does the gold not come with it?
It comes with the
we jingle it, it comes out.
Awesome.
I have 7K gold I need to spend on random shit. I just don't know what I want. I know 2K is going to go towards our after combat Healy stick. And that would leave me 5K to spend on something.
Okay.
I have 400 gold. I'm tempted to spend the 250 to get my shop up to its first upgrade. But that leaves me with 150 gold.
Why not? Spend that gold.
So, you guys are docked in the sky docks. The city's moving on.
Does anyone have any items that they particularly want for the group?
For the group? No.
After combat, Healy stick.
Unless you want,
that's already getting
gone. Like
It's being requisitioned.
Damage.
I'm not a healer, so if you guys want to heal yourself, fight for yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's a D10.
Wait, actually,
plus
there might be a hiccup.
Against chaotic targets.
With what?
D10.
If you're looking for items at the very back of the book, dude.
I'm not looking for items. I'm actually looking for craft rod.
It doesn't really have to be a rod, though, dude.
Craft, okay. That is... Alright. Any of the craft items you can get currently.
You mean, if it was, level 11, 12?
12. That's what I was checking. I was because I knew one of them was in the double digits, and I wanted to make sure what it was.
It was 11, wasn't it?
It's 11, and that's a staff.
Yeah, I thought so.
Can I get a staff of prestidigitation?
Yeah.
It's a waste, but yes.
But yeah, I need to get that. I suppose I could spend my 5,000 being like, I want an item that does this once per day. No slot.
Dancing lights?
Dude, super dance party once a day.
Hey, you want Alex dancing shield?
Marwa Cadence dance party.
I'll look while we do something. What were you doing?
We weren't doing anything. We were robbing a dwarven outpost. That's what we were doing.
Wasn't there a plan to do something afterwards?
No. Does Andre remember?
No, there wasn't.
I think there might have been, but...
The group decided to... They wanted antimanium items, so we went down to Doug's room.
There was a choice between something. We were going to either do this or go rob a Darrigan outpost. But I don't remember what the...
What does the empathy have to do with anything?
Basically, you feel its emotions.
Oh.
You feel a constant grumble in the back of your head.
Also it feels your emotions.
Okay.
So
you can grow emotionally attached to each other.
Really?
Well, you are emotionally attached, so...
Yeah, I suppose if Andre could roll up a random dungeon, we could always just go explore one of the dungeons that Steven found.
Okay, do you have a list?
Dark vision?
We did go...
The mall has dark vision.
It has dark vision. It can see.
You can't. Unless you... Wait, you're a dragon.
So if he sees something in the dark and I don't, I can feel him be like.
he could give you an alertness if he wanted to.
If you want.
Or he can just let it come up and beat the shit out of you.
He might become emotionally attached to me.
No.
At some point he might, since he's not chaotic like the rest of
us. I don't see why not.
So far you're gonna have to wind up doing something that you will make friends with a dwarf who has been kidnapped.
So kill us all. You did kidnap him.
If she goes and slaughters some orcs.
If you go and slaughter a bunch of orc priests, he might form a special attachment to you. But right now, you kidnapped him.
Yeah, right now, no. But depending on what we do.
You can always
just remember, if you don't kill enough orcs, he will form a grudge.
Hey, why don't we go to an orcery?
I designate Amanda as my oath friend and begin to let things beat on her. I'm developing grudges now.
You know, it would take really long time.
You make the tank your oath friend.
But still.
Iron breakers are tanks. Yeah.
Well, you can DPS too if you have a great weapon.
Oh, yeah. Everything has multi-spec. They have a tanking, a DPS, and a buffing for the tanks.
For me, path of the...
The biggest, the toughest, and the boss. That's right. Anywho.
I'm probably going path of the toughest.
Yes, but there were dungeons that we quoted one more.
I'm up for that. If we can
so we need more supplies.
Isn't there something in the city that we need to do? I don't remember, but I thought there was. Do you remember?
I remember that there are tons of plots in the city, but... Until you go, you have to go look for them. I don't just throw out plots to you.
Well, the mall can fly.
I was just thinking that
the mall can fly. If you irritate it enough, it will fly away.
I'm surprised.
Right now, it has been held the entire time, so it hasn't had a chance to.
It is ready.
Because you have established domination on it, the other way around.
You set the mall down.
Woo! Alright, food time.
Okay.
Boobies.
If you want to, I mean, I can.
Did you want boobies? That's like the best kind of food I've ever heard of.
Mine's bigger.
That's a bear.
Come here.
I don't want to get up.
Alright, we need a professional here.
Ryan's got bigger boobies.
And you guys have a lot of chest hair. And nipple hair, no less.
My little...
Yeah, I got my tub. Like
sure, man.
Anywho.
Yeah, they are kind of bigger.
They're big.
If we have any fangirls, which I highly doubt, there are two men now groping each other.
There are women on the internet? That's a lie.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so for the 40-year-old men pretending to be 13-year-old girls.
Why would we have fangirls?
I don't know. Hence the term if. Anywho.
What happens if we do and we get email now? I totally saw Ryan and Steven groping each other.
Dude, kangaroopuck@gmail.com.
Right.
Right, time to make fake Hotmail accounts and freak Ryan out.
Not really.
Okay.
If you wanted to collapse on me and kill me.
Oh,
I'm listening to you.
So, what's the plan now? You guys can go raid a dungeon. You guys can attempt to try and advance your position in the Thieves Guild from tier 4 upwards. You guys...
Shh. We're already high level as guild master. We don't even advance our rank, any.
You guys can begin. You guys can begin robbing places in New Hope that are supposedly impossible to rob. For example, like platinum houses or the city treasury, or you could go try and figure out how to get inside the Iron Fortress.
I want to see what.
Or you guys can have look at your list of NPCs and see if any of them want help.
Suggesting
we go rob some of our NPCs? I open the list. I look for ones with question marks. No, question marks.
So far, all of them, except for a few of them, have active quests, because the ones who don't have active quests already had their quests fail due to timeouts. For example, Bert, remember the tavern owner?
Mm-hmm.
His daughter's dead now.
Well,
she went missing.
I think I remember hearing about that at one point.
What about that orphanage guy? I want to see where he's getting his money, and I want it.
And there's the entire Blood Lotus arc.
I don't want to do Blood Lotus. That's way too serious.
I want to avoid... Okay, whatever.
Ryan wants to avoid the plot.
I want to avoid the main plot. This is what I'm doing in Oblivion. I'm avoiding the main plot.
Unlike Oblivion, the world does not revolve around us.
Yes,
there is no main plot.
PCs.
Actually, you are wrong. Ryan is right. It does revolve around us. Okay. It's just there is no... plot. Whatever he says is the plot. We could go down the store and rob the candy store, and actually that ended up being the main plot.
I vote we go after the Blood Lotus, because honestly that's probably the biggest threat to us.
First, I say we make a checklist on our NPCs. Go to actually some people we know and ask them how they're doing, we're actually close with.
Well, let's go ahead and turn in our quest for the necromancers first.
Oh, you have to get everyone's loyalty up, and then we can...
I'm sorry, Bart has now become disloyal, and he joined the other side.
So I have a question.
So we put down the last necromancer.
Why don't we do that, and then just advance our position? It can't be that hard.
By the way, there is pie and some cherry churros, because this is apple pie, and I know you don't like apples, so maybe cherry.
Yummy.
I mean, we could be douchebags and just go break into everyone's office and find evidence that they're all, you know, evil traitors trying to kill the guildmaster.
We could plant evidence.
It can't
evidence.
Be that hard.
No, it can't. okay, if this is
because so you guys may have been going, oh, we can't find the plots, but they're everywhere.
Okay, it's just let's do what we've decided first, at least, and then move on from there.
I was saying, like, is there anything pressing that we should be remembering, but we don't because it was 4 weeks ago?
Three?
You mean two?
Yeah, two.
Whatever.
Two. It was 4 weeks ago.
Okay, 4 weeks ago because there are 2 weeks of shenanigans.
Yes, because 2 weeks, 1 week there was no game, the other week...
was a wedding.
Yes, and dwarven assault.
It's true. So 4 weeks ago, back when the game was serious.
Okay. So we check out our party, I guess.
Okay, so you check over at... The first thing you check is the necromancers. The vampire and mummy coven... The vampire coven, of course, has a cordial reply with fancy handwriting, of course, accepting your yield.
They can call it what they like.
Whatever.
As long as they stick to it.
Armistice is fine.
The mummies go, you are attacking necromancers?
Okay.
Cool.
And the lich has a resounding, fuck you.
As in a, he's still going to come after us? Or
that is, no. You open his letter and it says, fuck you. That's what it says.
Yes, we've taken a couple ways. I mean, he was planning this massive assault against us, and then we said, oh, by the way, we're cool now. We should be going,
Fuck you guys!
I spent like months and months planning this, and now you're just like, no? Come on!
Those are the two words you get from him. I will leave that how you choose to interpret it.
Or you sign it.
Or you could be sitting there and saying, no. It's either a...
But yeah, it could be like a fuck you, like I'm still going to kill you guys or something.
Either that or it's a fuck you. You guys had a chance.
Why doesn't one of our two people gather information, go out into the rib, talk to some of the people there, and see what if they can get anything on the list.
Well, let's do that after Andre tells us what other...
But I don't have Intimidate anymore.
I do.
And I'm a human.
Okay. Just so you guys know, three people who might still be interested in help. The Silverleaf family, which is a platinum house. You guys had an incursion with their adopted children,
mm-hmm.
where you guys got stomped by a group of adventurers.
Things happen to us a lot.
Yeah. Adventurers are one weakness, as well as bullets, and dwarfs,
and ourselves.
yeah. We're technically an adventuring party, Steven.
Okay.
We're missing a healer. And
the Steelheart family actually is interested in talking to you guys. And then and by the way, these are plots that are worthy of your time. Unlike, you know, the Brotherhood may ask your help dealing with some petty gangs, and Steven can go slap them into a... But I'm talking about things that are worth your time.
You know, I should invest in the talent for barbarians that gives me frightful presence while I'm raging.
In addition, the scabs have a problem.
Pathfinder, do I get
in addition, if you guys want, there's a couple mysterious backgrounds if you guys want to investigate into those if you're curious enough.
What do you mean by backgrounds?
Bart, for example, he has this long background, but no one knows anything about it.
Andre wants us to go in and look at some of the
so he can develop some of his favorite NPCs.
So you mean my work isn't wasted?
Yes.
Oh wait.
Yes.
All right. So why don't we do this? He and I.
In addition, she has some people that she needs to investigate.
I think you got it from there. Three levels of badass or whatever. Maybe.
What?
Frightful presence.
I get that.
Three levels of badass.
Oh,
that's one
yeah.
of the things you worked it into.
I did get
it. Alright, so he and I will go out to the rim, gather information, see if the Lich still wants to kill us, or if he's just kind of a, I don't care anymore. Then we can go visit with Bart, see if he has anything he wants us to do, and we can try to...
He of course, will not have anything... You will have to uncover his history with...
Without talking straight to the two men, yeah.
Because he is obnoxiously cryptic.
We'll go 20 on my intimidate.
Okay. We'll go to the rim. Who wants to go with Jessica?
Did you write
Where's
down
Jessica
the...
Where's Jessica going?
I did move. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you write down the
Don't
intelligence,
go alone,
good, ego, fortune, sort of thing?
Oh, lawful
path. Yeah.
That's why she has to go with you.
Notice the arrow pointing from the
I'm going
list on the
bad.
Side.
So it's like here, down to there.
The gnome's feet.
And then over here. Over on the side. Underneath.
See? Many more.
Okay.
Still, don't go alone.
It's dangerous to go alone.
What? You have to take a kitten, otherwise she's gonna die.
Just go. Follow her, whether she likes it or not.
I wanted to talk to the Silverleaf family.
It has 5 ranks in intimidate.
Okay, half dragon.
And
you
can
go to Silverleaf.
Fly
my
once
dog.
A day.
I have that.
Leveled up
for 30 feet.
Neither is my cat.
And your cat comes from with you.
Yes, lawful good item.
Okay,
it also weighs 30 pounds, if you didn't write that down.
Yeah.
So
its name is Duty.
With you, and then those two will talk to Silverleaf.
Its curse is 30 pounds.
Would my
so the curse of Duty
have anything that the group would be able to do?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Your patron family functions... Yeah.
They're the good politicians.
No, there was one good politician that you guys saved. The rest of the family was not necessarily good people.
They're better than devils.
Are you certain?
Not that I don't love my wife or anything. Oh, my wife and I need to keep doing good stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, non-profit detective agency.
Yeah, basically, we're going to go to both of them and be like, What do you need help
with? Oh, and one of the other plot lines that I had just kind of as a sideline was, how did Ricardo become a ghoul?
Yeah. We dropped that in front of him, and he kind of ignored it.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't ignore it.
Yeah,
I just
did.
Don't want to do it in the middle of a game where everyone else is around, and it's just me and Andre doing something.
It might
okay.
not be.
That so then it might
time.
Be a one-on-one if he wants to take
yes.
it to that.
If you can find the time to do it with him.
Yes.
Already did the.
After
no, let me rephrase that. If he can
Andre.
Find the time to do it with
yes.
you.
Do it with Andre.
I will do it with Andre.
Hey.
Wow, don't sit on me.
You can't do that. Mine.
She's sitting on me too.
My moves.
Yeah, Ryan, yours is definitely a lot bigger than his.
That makes me sad.
Ryan
the thing is,
it's like all of his weight went.
Yeah, it's not like there's muscle. It's just kind of it's not fat. It's just kind of like they're there.
Okay. He needs pecs.
Can we stop talking about Ryan's boobs and move on to Dave?
I don't know.
Alec would like to advance the plot.
That's why I rolled my intimidate.
Okay.
Roll your intimidate, Stephen.
We don't both have to. If
Fine.
One of us succeeds,
then let us roll our knowledge
All right.
totals.
I make it.
Alright. The Lich has been missing from the city for the past 2 weeks.
When did we send our letter?
Before you left.
Which was about 3 weeks ago?
About.
Okay.
He left the city.
He's probably chasing us.
Who?
The Lich. The Lich walks into the dwarven area.
Let's figure out where he was going. I assist.
No one knows. He disappeared from his lair one day.
Huh.
You don't get to gather information if someone teleports away. There wasn't a squirrel that happened to be sitting there walking.
Well, maybe there was. It's just you don't get that with gather information.
Hey, I sure know.
You can't speak with animals.
I'll put the mole on top of the rabbit, or the squirrel. What is he feeling?
The squirrel picks up the warhammer and begins beating you to death.
No, the squirrel succeeds at beating you to death. That's actually a level 20, no, it's a demi-lich.
I got beat up by a bunch of elves.
Right, so
it's a demi-lich that time stops and uses that time to bite
there.
You.
So,
I'm actually cool for that.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you guys doing?
We're gonna go to his lair. See if we can get in.
Since he, left.
Okay.
We
I'm
can
not
go
there.
The
I don't have
lair.
To worry about this.
Whatever. I wasn't there either.
I can't add my wisdom.
Good
either.
Luck.
They're not saying anything to me. So have
so,
fun.
Can we find?
We're
the
not
entrance.
Gonna go do it on our own.
Oh yeah, sure.
I want to find the entrance right
it,
now. We're
it
here.
Is. It
okay.
is a mausoleum that, of course, has no life around it. It's a nice, plain, fair marble mausoleum.
There's something outside.
Two new items.
Okay, I'll figure out the price.
I already know the price.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
You're not taking into account corruption fee.
In laundry tax?
Maybe I am.
So, it's a nice stone mausoleum that has his name on it, Maximus.
Should cost 8,000.
Oh, I think I see what this is now. This is Andre's response to us deciding to ignore the rest of his lich, or the rest of his necromancer plotline.
I got 28%.
I'm sorry. Pete, my characters evolve too. They don't sit there in their dungeon going, I hope you show up today.
I got 28% perception. Is there anything around here that looks like it's watching us?
Yes. There is a gargoyle sitting on top of it, watching you.
Does he look... friendly, angry.
He looks like a gargoyle.
I was gonna say it's a gargoyle, dude.
It's stone.
It's not.
It's stone faced is a term used.
I start walking towards the door.
He continues watching you.
I'll walk up and try and talk to it.
What language are you using?
All of them.
Do you have all the languages?
Language filter.
I am 3PO. I am proficient in 3 million
languages. Are right beneath your skills.
As soon as you hit Tongan...
Yeah, well, I start there.
Yeah. And what do you say to it?
Hi, what are you doing here?
Watching you.
Why?
Is it your job?
Yeah.
Are you watching it for Maximus?
Yeah.
Do you get paid?
What are you supposed to do if we enter?
Laugh.
Why?
I'm paid 2 gold pieces for every maniacal laugh.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yes.
So if we go inside, you get paid?
Yes. Now, you'll notice I'm not trying to kill you.
What is
usually I'd rip your flesh apart and eat it, but
I'm getting paid to watch you walk in, and then issue a maniacal laugh.
I assume this maniacal laugh is an alarm of some sort.
Heavens if I know.
So what is inside of here, do you know?
I've never been inside.
So if we just open the door, you don't laugh. If we go inside, you laugh.
Yes.
If we pay you too well, will you not laugh?
No. Are you kidding me? This is a great gig.
Should you know where Maximus went?
He's gone.
Yeah.
He may not pay you. He's not here.
Oh, no. He's always paid me before.
But has he ever been gone before?
I don't know.
How long have you been here?
I stopped counting, dude. But this is a great gig, and you know those dirty little, you know, scavengers? Despite what you may think about them, they issue this wonderful scream when you sink your claws into their guts.
Well, you said you didn't kill anybody when they came in.
They didn't come in.
Oh.
You just got bored.
Or hungry.
Wait, if you get paid, but you've been here this entire time, why do you get paid?
I don't know. The Lich pays me.
So you have, like, a whole bunch of gold somewhere or something?
How does he invest it.
You get someone to invest it for you, I take it?
Oh, yeah. You should see my portfolio.
It's very well diversified.
All right, well, I'm going to open the door now.
I invested in Google.
Okay, go ahead and go on inside.
You want to check it for traps, please?
You got perception, too.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, but you have trap findings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you click on it, you can actually play.
Even if you don't click on it, it just does it eventually.
Really?
Oh.
It allowed me to play
no
Pac-Man at work.
Traps.
I detect no traps.
All right, open the door.
It's a mausoleum with
a... There's a squeak trap.
With, you know, a simple sarcophagus and, you know, like, a couple torches that are kind of slowly sputtering down. Cobwebs.
I take a rock and throw it inside.
The rock went inside.
I step inside and grab the torch.
Honestly, I don't think he could kill us.
Probably not between the two of us. Anyway, I'll grab...
You're now inside.
I'll grab the other torch also. Dual wield these
torches.
How
long is this building?
No more than, like, 15 by 15.
Is there anything outside I could tie a rope to?
Yeah.
I go outside and tie a rope. I'll use one of my 50-foot ropes, because I never know. To something, and tie it to myself and walk inside.
Wait, isn't it broken in half now?
I have 225s and 150.
Okay.
As now both of you have walked over the threshold, the door slams shut and then seals and melts into the stone.
Ah.
It fuses.
And guess what, Steven?
My rope broke.
You now have another 25-foot rope.
No, this is probably about 40. And a 10.
You just barely walked inside.
Okay, so back to the other guys as you're now inside the mausoleum.
Sorry.
Curse
it's just
chaos.
Funny.
Okay. So.
Well, this here.
Hellion or Silverleaf's first?
What?
You're going with me to talk to the Silverleaf family.
Oh, I'm going with her.
Then we'll go ahead.
Okay.
Then we'll go ahead and go with the ladies first.
I'm not forcing anyone to come with me.
Why am I going? Oh, I know. You want me to invisibility and steal stuff from them while you're talking to them. Good idea.
Maybe you should just stay behind.
No, I think I should come along.
I like it.
So, you guys are over in the warehouse district.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to make
and, you know, of course, you guys will see some of the thief thugs that are kind of lounging around, kind of going, oh, hey, what's up?
Hello.
Why don't you want to steal from
them? Because I want them to like us.
Dock 13.
Don't get caught.
Guys walk over towards Dock 13. There's, of course, a warehouse there.
Right,
why do you want a good relationship?
There's some thugs
guys?
Who, of course, you know, pat you down for.
I want good relations.
They pat you down for hidden weapons.
Sounds boring.
I was like, you really need to.
Because yeah, boring.
Hidden weapons.
Like
they look at the big
killed.
Weapons. They're like, okay, anything
what?
Else?
One's likely to get me killed.
You got shakers?
It's not worth trying to take that from you.
Yes, more enemies
Don
are less likely to get
try
you killed.
Try to take it. See what happens.
Hell no, I'm not going to bother.
It sounds like
you
said to me.
No, I'll let you
it
take it.
Like
I just want to see
no.
what happens.
You said, like, less enemies are more likely to get you killed? Because it sounded like you said it was completely backwards.
You guys will go inside.
I made my will save.
Helen will walk downside, downstairs.
I haven't given it to you yet.
Oh, yeah, you haven't. Okay.
The Tiefling, of course, is like, hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Just got back from a long trip. How's that?
Exciting.
Not really.
Oh, by the way, congrats, congrats.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I would like to speak with you.
I want more personal business.
Oh, sure. What's the personal problem?
Well, you killed someone I knew.
Shit. Sorry. They probably deserved it.
And it was Mark. He was part of the Brotherhood. Quite a couple of
years ago. Oh, yeah. That.
Mind explaining to me what happened?
Well, he tried to arrest me.
Well, of course he tried to arrest you. That's his job.
And, you know, I had a right to defend myself.
Yes, but we're thieves, not assassins.
I didn't try and go out and kill him. It was shanking in self-defense.
Who's she talking to?
It was a self-defensing shank.
You and who else?
He was trying to arrest five of us, okay?
Lead people from the dock.
Just him?
From the warehouse.
Oh, he had a few friends, too, but, you know.
Did you get a fork?
No. The other guild survived in a...
He's trying to teach you how to eat off the plate.
I see.
It was fully justified. I'm sure you guys have done it at least once.
Actually, most of the time, we've done it.
Killed someone?
I mean, back during your guys' early career, I remember hearing a lot about your guys' engagements.
Evil Tana has killed?
Only Tana.
Evil Tana is evil?
Yes, a few have died, but none of them have been Brotherhood.
No, there were a few Brotherhood who wound up dead.
Not by us.
Sure, by you.
Yeah, there have been.
Early on, I did kill Brotherhood. You guys aren't there, shut up. I'm totally there!
I mean, seriously, that's how Donna built her reputation.
Slaughter, slaughter, kill, kill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we always growing to nice people? Can we grow into evil bastards?
No, I can't.
I mean, can we start like the epitome of good and then like...
Nice.
That's why, as a paladin, you always take the prereqs for Blackguard.
Just in case.
Just in case.
But you don't need them. You just go on back in there.
Yeah, well.
If we had that mold, just break down the wall. That's okay. When they get here, they'll just break down and get in. Yeah. So.
Well, do you really just have his equipment?
Okay, don't worry. They can't live without us. Are you kidding me?
All the Mark stuff.
And?
I can hand that to you. The unmarked stuff, of course, is sold by this point.
Of course. Oh, very well. Give me the stuff.
Alright.
Man, the water's not raging anymore.
He will hand you a sword and shield.
And a wallet. He had his name branded on the wallet.
So Helen killed a Brotherhood member?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's all touchy.
Not just a Brotherhood member.
Who do you kill?
Marcus, James's best friend.
James, he doesn't matter.
Yeah, not at all. Right.
Shifty eyes? I saw those.
Well, just don't try it again. Use the other end of the knife.
It's a knife. The pointy end goes into the other man. That's how it works.
This is a sack.
I understand that as a monk, you hit things with your fist, but pointy end goes into other man.
How does that work?
You never want to nice it, and you poke him with the end.
Apparently, Kyla wants to say something.
Once he's done chewing. Hey, let me help.
Remember, pointy end goes in the other man. He's saying he's gay.
I
That's how daggers work.
Well, fine. Let's try a different tactic. Use the dagger. And before they fall over, use the other end.
I've got a great sword.
Look, okay. You know, nothing against you, but it's not in my job description to keep people alive.
Nor is it to kill them.
If it's in self-defense.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Hello? Someone's trying to arrest you. You remove them.
Just thinking about how many issues have we had because we've left people alive?
Several. And I don't care.
How many issues have we had if we left everyone dead?
Well, a lot less. A limited amount.
Surprisingly few, actually.
A limited amount,
if we kill everybody, we don't have any issues. Just repopulation might become an issue.
And New Hope is now a,
a flying ghost town.
And are a flying guild of thieves. They descend upon the dwarves.
That would be beautiful! You'd have
it would be like
skyport of thieves.
Yeah, it would be like Barataria.
No, you land the city on top of them, pick it back up, and then go loot.
Look, I understand that since it was
just give everybody
someone close to someone who's close to you, you might get touchy, but business is business. If someone's going to arrest me and my boys, then they're going to hear what's what.
In the butt.
What about that dagger?
Yours is only a dagger?
I have a long sword.
Long sword.
Oh.
Well, mine's actually a great sword.
Let me see your dagger.
The best you can probably do is not get caught.
Yeah, well, I thought we were doing pretty good, but you know, crap happens.
Hey, I dual wield mine.
I dual wield mine as well.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
I dual wield mine.
Warning number one out of three.
And legendary.
Yeah.
What? I don't speak sign language. Is that your guy? Is that like Magguard gang sign?
Sid 1 out of 3.
Mm. 1 out of 3 what?
Warnings.
Warning. Oh, to hell with that. We're tier 4 just like you.
Not for long.
We're tier 4 just like you, except you guys actually do stuff. Yeah.
Take no, actually, these guys do their job.
Yep,
just,
they do their
they
job.
They just do their job.
Oh, that's right. And we just kind of happen to do
whatever comes. Yeah. We don't have a job. Well, she does our job. She runs the call team. Then we all just go out and have shenanigans. And happen upon things that do help out, eventually.
Kind of.
It's fun, at least.
Okay, well, anything else, or are you just here to lecture me?
I walked away by this point.
Yeah.
All right, over to the Silverleaf Estate.
Did you take me along or not?
Okay. Say yes. Say yes.
Spikes even though. If you promise to behave yourself, I'll bring you along.
I can promise nothing.
Alec, what you do is you bring the sovereign glue with handcuffs, handcuff her to you, and then sovereign glue so she can't escape farthest out.
I solemnly swear that I will behave myself.
As a rule.
Why? Do I need to roll a sense motive there?
I don't know, do you?
Which body part is crisscrossed?
She will behave herself as a rogue.
There's my tail.
Right. I have no reason to not trust you, honestly.
You have no reason to trust me.
It goes both directions, actually. So you're sitting squarely on the neutral ground right now. And before I go, they requested our presence, right? I'm not just...
They were looking for some help, yeah.
Okay.
How good of a liar was I? It's only 29.
Isn't it just perception now, or is there actually still sense motive?
Sense motive.
I got an 18.
Okay. So you trust her.
About as far as I can throw her.
Steven?
Yes, you can throw her rather far.
Yes.
You trust her.
Use the tail.
I suppose I approach the Silverleaf Estate.
You will, of course, fly on up. One of the things you'll notice is that basically this area is modeled off of a forest. Definitely a Sylvanian home. Of course, most of the buildings are in tree houses, including one of the small orphanages that I said that they ran up here. You'll, of course, also know if you notice several fields where they probably grow exotic herbs.
Yeah. If I'd been home longer than probably about 15 years or something, I might feel more at home here, but...
Well, you did also help burn down the Elven commune. Anywho.
I
helped.
This argument's over.
Right. I helped in the same way.
Of course, you know, some elves, of course, greet you and Sylvania. Ah! Greetings, Miss Tana. And are you Sephiria? Or are you... Okay. Ah, and Miss Sephiria.
I think they switched to Tongan when they saw her. Or
yes.
Okay.
I totally speak elf.
Yeah.
I might be required to speak elf unless I decide not to. Okay. Yes. Hi. We were understanding that the Silverleaf family was looking for some assistance in certain.
Ah, yes. You'll need to speak with the eldest son. She points over to one of the islands that's floating around here.
Okay. Back to the boat. I take it then.
No, Vaughn's up doing something.
This is boring.
So, you guys will land, and he will come out and greet you, and you'll notice a younger, barely passing the 250-year mark.
So he's like 20?
25-ish.
Okay.
So how many years over the 250-year mark?
He's an elf. He really doesn't care.
Okay, well, I'm 253, so he's okay. My age,
hey,
actually.
So he's about your age.
Unless he's married, he's totally courting material.
Even if he's married, sometimes that's still good.
You'll notice that he's kind of, he is what you would identify as a klutz by elven standards. He moves about the same as a human.
Merely a 10.
Wow. Okay.
So he of course, you know, walks up. You see him, like, clonking along, barely plodding and staying upright.
He's horrible mancer.
Considering I'm graceful by elven standards at a 16, so...
He's like, ah, hello! I'm glad you came to help me.
Yes.
I know that the Night Guard has a long history with necromancers, but have you ever dealt with a warlock?
I have experience there.
Okay.
Have you? I wouldn't know anything about warlocks.
Do you, Tana?
Let's see. Hey, look! It's Ricardo's wife! Zap!
Because, we were down in... We were down on the Crescent Isle. We took a vacation there.
Don't recognize the name at all.
Do you have anything like knowledge geography?
I don't think anybody has that, do they?
I have knowledge local.
No. Maybe if you got there, you could blend in and kind of learn the customs, but...
I do. I have one rank in knowledge geography.
So that makes no sense to you.
I'm sure it was pleasant.
Yeah, I'm sure it was pleasant.
It's kind of a trading port town.
Have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.